We hereby agree to maintain the highest standard of business conduct by using any legal ethical means. Actively promote and engage and encourage the highest level of integrity within a specified trade. Cooperate in every reasonable and proper way with other members and work with them towards the advancement of the specialized food trade. These are some of the ethics. Be fair, equitable, and respectful to employees, employers, associates, competitors, customers, public, and all business and professional relationships. Be honest in advertising and representation. Our hospitalities believe that honest integrity and fair play are important assets in the business. All employees of the organization must ensure that the organization's reputation is not tarnished by dishonesty, disloyalty, corruption, stealing, whatever. Following codes of conduct set by the organization are very important. Standards of behavior are very important. They are expected from all employees. And they are expected and they should be followed. That gives the good reputation to the organization. We will not accept bribery, illegal gifts, commissions. We will not accept advantages, offering advantages. We will follow every entertainment, hospitality, industry practice. We will properly use proprietary information. We will handle conflicts where interest situations are arising. And we will not do insider trading. We will not misuse the company's assets and resources. Sexual harassment is a huge problem. Workplace harassment is a huge problem. Violence between two employees is a huge issue. We will ensure that that doesn't happen. We will not commit frauds, frauds and loans. We will have proper ethics outside of working hours. We will not employ ourselves with the competition during the finish the shift and go and do a work there. No. We will not violate any law, environmental or otherwise. And we will not patronize political parties. Emerging patterns of entrepreneurship in the hospitality trade and tourism business. The importance of entrepreneurship in hospitality is huge. It goes through all sectors. I mean, pervades all sectors. Hospitality, tourism and trade. It creates jobs, productivity. Local entrepreneur who builds a small hotel also creates jobs. Provides a valuable asset to the economic growth. They contribute. Entrepreneurs contribute in a big way. Small or big, doesn't matter. Furthermore, the role of women is very important, especially in the hospitality area. Female entrepreneurship is resounding very well now. Women entrepreneurs are everywhere. And they have significant economic focus. They are now a big part of the entrepreneurial business. Their entrepreneurs, big or small, are key driving factors, key vehicles of new enterprise. The entrepreneurship always generates jobs, stimulates competition, makes hospitality products better, and creates a healthy economy. It's very relevant because they're very hard to place niches. The sectors in the leisure area, sports sector, tourism sector, hospitality sector, leisure sector, it allows for it to mushroom and grow. And create jobs in hospitality sectors, in rural areas also. Although the recruitment in the hospitality sector has remained below pre-pandemic levels, it's growing fast. It touched 320 million last year. And 1.6 million additional jobs will be created in India in 2023, as per WTTC study, World Trade and Tourism Sector. Hospitality, leisure, sports, and tourism industries are areas where discussions related to change, development, innovation, and management are increasing increasingly being encouraged in terms of entrepreneurship in hospitality and food, travel and tourism. People are becoming creative in the hospitality industry. Change is given. I mean, pre-pandemic people used to go out to eat, now people order in also. So change is given, adaptation into various aspects is also given. Innovation. And all these create different types of employment. And it's crucial for customer gaining, customer retention, creates newer demands. So, lessons of the corporate world. Learn to plan ahead. Large organizations require careful planning. Budgets are made 1 year in advance. Like a government budget, you have a hospitality budget. Every year in April, you submit the budget. What you're budgeting in to make X amount of money and you will spend Y. This will be your gross operating profit. Right? This much you require for capital expenditure. So you budget for it and you get an approval from the management or the owner for the same. So budgeting in is planning a year ahead. You plan for the entire year 1 year ahead. You understand your industry drivers. What are your customer base? What are their preferences? What is driving them to come? What is the uniqueness you put in? You take report cards. That's your feedbacks from your customers. Your number one priority has to be customer satisfaction. Customer is king. And you have to be diligent about it. You have to keep going on and on and on at it. Because that is what is measuring your success. That is what is giving you business. The customer is the one who keeps coming back to you. He's the one who keeps giving you business. Nobody else does. You have to know your competition. Who's around you? What are they selling at? What are their products? How do they compare vis-a-vis you? If you can't beat them, you need to join them. Large business orders there for the taking. So two different competing hotels join together to take the large chunk of piece of business. You have to think global. Your visitors are not local. They are from anywhere. You have to think global. You have to envision in customer requirements. The pearls of wisdom shared by Mr. Azim Premji of Wipro. Never forget your customer. In spite of being the largest shareholder in Wipro, Mr. Premji has continuously attracted and retained the best professionals to run his company. Never forget your internal customer, also your employees. Success is achieved twice, once in the mind and the second time in the real world. Visualize your goals and success. Success is an important skill for any successful leader. There's a big difference in visualizing success and achieving it. Work hard. The secret of converting dreams into reality is actually no secret at all. Honesty, hard work, some luck, and good execution capabilities can help in translating dreams into reality. Over the past few years, we have achieved a lot, but we have a lot to do. A good leader is not only worried about his immediate goals, but also has the big picture in mind. We have to develop a sense of national pride in every task we take up. The pride I am speaking about comes from a high sense of self-worth and confidence, and not from arrogance. It comes from very rigorous internal standards, which will not allow us to offer anything but the best. There will be a number of obstacles on any path we take up. When adversity strikes, no one can either succumb to it, self-pity, and despair, or deal with the situation with courage and dignity. We must always keep in mind that it is only the test of fire that can make fine steel. In his final words, that transformation that takes place within us is the greatest reward of all. Moving on, let's move to the upcoming concepts in the hospitality industries, upcoming and up and ongoing also in certain places. One is franchising. Franchising is when I own a property and I require a name to brand it and to sell it. I take a franchisee of a company. So it benefits both the franchisor and the franchisee in rapidly growing business models. So I have a financial backing, but I have no expertise. Franchisee is an option for me. Clubs and gaming sectors. Now this is going growing everywhere. Includes organization, bowling clubs, you'll have league clubs, golf clubs, entertainment and recreation sector, sightseeing, cultural events, museum, art galleries. Then you have visitors information sector, where you're providing information. Incredible, India is a government agency which provides information to people who are visiting travel destinations, both domestic and overseas markets. PR is to gain in business, hospitality managers, the proposal for the clients, approval and contractual signing. It has two ways by marketers, a problem solving role and a problem avoidance role. Marketer faced with a communication problem launches a PR solution. Merchandising, any form of behavioral trigger, stimulus, a pattern of stimulus, personal selling, make a merchandise. Yeah, it includes sales, product promotion, activities. Same is to generate interest from your customer into the product and services in a non-conventional manner. New normal post-COVID. It has a significant impact. Increase in customer awareness for sustainable and purposeful has set a new benchmark in the hospitality. Some of the changes the industry has seen is vast digitalization. Digitized guest experience and contactless technology. Service robots. People have realized true value of sustainably eco-friendly practices. Staycation. Emerging trend, you know, staycation. People are going on a two-day vacation, one-day vacation just to revive themselves. Get away from the stress. Peaceful getaways, staycations. Now, what has globalization done? It has increased market size, it has removed boundaries. It has also increased competition. You know, hotel chains have come, multinational hotel chains, low-cost carriers, online travel agents, develop new technologies, intertwined cultures, thereby creating diffusion of cultures, legal and ethical consultation. Hospitality industry is a large, complex industry, and it is subject to a wide range of legal and ethical considerations. One, discrimination. You cannot discriminate between people. You cannot employ harassment of guest employees. You can't harass them. Health and safety have got a legal obligation. Privacy of guests is very important. Then environmental laws and environmental protection is also a huge practice which has to be adopted in the hospitality industry. Treating guests with respect. You give respect to gain respect. Provide a safe and clean environment. Support the local community. There's a penalty levied on business that disregard legal and ethical consideration. Independent hospitality businesses are owned and operated by single individuals or family. A small number of employees and offer a limited range of services, business models. So the one is owned by an individual. So I have small place, limited resources, limited number of employees, limited range of services. The other is franchised. I have the money, so I have taken a franchisee. So business are owned by the franchisee, who has purchased the right to use well-known brand name. So I have taken a brand name and operating system. So I have a little larger number of employees. I offer a wider range of services depending on the franchisee I take. Managed hotel business, I own the property, but I don't want to manage it. So it's managed by a third party. That always creates a larger number of employees, a wider range of services. Because they need to earn more to be able to fulfill both the owners and the operating company's business requirements. But I'm a brand, I own my own business, operating my large hotel companies. larger number of employees and a wider range of services. Yeah, but the best business model would depend on various factors. Size of your business, the amount I can afford to spend, what are the type of services I offer, what is my target audience, where I am located. So all these different aspects will offer different business. Linkages to other industries, hospitality is linked to a lot of industries. One is tourism. They form a major part of tourism. Tourists come into the country for any purpose they want to, but they require hospitality services, they require accommodation, they require entertainment, they require food. Transportation, so airlines, trains, buses, taxis, rental cars, ride-sharing services, they are all required by tourists. Retail, they are also required by tourists. They want to buy handicrafts, clothing, souvenirs, or whatever the location is known for. So there's a linkage. Entertainment, they come for entertainment. Are they coming to attend a concert? They may be coming for to watch an IPL or any other event. It's related to construction. Hospitalities are basically capital centric, and one part of the major capital is building. So either you're creating a new building or you're renovating your existing building. And always, all businesses are now today related to technology. Without technology, you can't provide services, you can't and get in touch with your market. It's very, very well interrelated. It generates billions of dollars hospitality in revenue every, each year. So it gives a high economic output. It creates jobs, supports millions of jobs. It gives the government a lot of tax revenue, yeah. India, anyway, one of the highest taxed industry is the hospitality industry. It's a source of foreign direct investment. I mean, all these chains like Marriott and all are coming into India. It attracts a lot of foreign direct investment. Tourism sector alone globally attracted $1.9 trillion in foreign direct investment in 2022. It provides a lot of social benefits, job training, cultural exchange, economic development. A lot of social benefits attached to it. Employment, stakeholders' contribution. Stakeholders involved are governments and businesses. The government plays a key role. They provide the infrastructure. They promote tourism. Without the infrastructure and tourism, the hospitality sector would not expect. So if a person comes, doesn't have an airport to fly into, he won't come in. A road to go to your place, he won't go. And then around that infrastructure, businesses form their own hospitality and tourism industry. They provide accommodation, food, entertainment, bars, all these things come up. So stakeholder contribution is very heavy. Local community contribution. Local community is the host. Guy staying in a hotel, but the host is the community. There, it also increases their economic activity. So it creates more businesses, it creates more shops, creates more jobs. And NGOs also have a stake. They need to protect the environment, cultural heritage, ensure tourism is beneficial to local communities. These are all the stakeholders in the hospitality industry. Collaboration between the stakeholders can help in achieving a number of benefits. If they all collaborate together, government, the local community, business, and NGOs collaborate together, you improve the experience of the customer, of the visitor, of the tourist. Makes it memorable. Creates no negative impact within the community. It increases revenues, it also increases job creation. So, and creates a destination. And whatever the customer is selling as a destination for, it also helps protect the environment because you always try and ensure that the customer is not going through a dirty place. So these are the latest trends and focuses of the hospitality industry. This industry is highly manpower centric. It's expandable in every area and every town. There's something of culture, history, which is there everyone to attract, everywhere to, for someone to attract. With this, I'd like to say thank you.